This is an RNIB talking book.
The Thorn Birds by Colin McCullough.
Disc 1. This book is on 2 discs.
4.1.5. The Thorn Birds. There now follows a brief description of the book. The saga of the Cleary family, covering the years from 1915, when Paddy, a poor New Zealand farm labourer, moves his wife and their 7 children to a vast Australian sheep station, to after the Second World War, when Justine, only survivor of the 3rd generation, decides to leave the station and settle in Europe. Parts of this recording may be considered unsuitable for family reading.
By kind permission of the publishers, Futura Publications Limited. This book, first published in 1977, is copyright.
The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded, without fee, by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England.
No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance or copying is permitted. The recording of this book was made possible by a donation from Mrs. Edith M. Lawrence in memory of her darling husband, Harry. It's read by Andrew Timothy, and there are 7 parts.
Parts of this recording may be considered unsuitable for family reading.
A note about the birds mentioned in the title of the book, the Thorn Birds. And this is what the note says. There is a legend about a bird which sings just once in its life, more sweetly than any other creature on the face of the earth. From the moment it leaves the nest, it searches for a thorn.